During an interview with the Nassau Guardian, Mike Mura, the CEO of Nassau's cruise port, said that several cruise lines are interested in calling upon Nassau during the simulated sailings required by the CDC before ships can be approved for revenue sailings. He indicated that these sailings could begin as early as spring, also noting that Nassau had approximately 950 berth bookings, with some cruise lines looking to stay overnight. And despite the health crisis and its impact on the cruise industry, MSC Cruises has an impressive number of ships on order. The line is planning its largest expansion ever, with 12 ships on order from 21 to 27. Included in the new ships are four of the line's new ultra luxury brand, which is based on the existing MSC Yacht Club ship within a ship concept. And finally, the former Star Princess cruise ship has begun her transformation into Pacific Encounter for P&O Cruises Australia. The vessel is currently undergoing her rebranding renovation at a shipyard in Singapore. Pacific Encounter is scheduled to begin sailing this spring from Down Under. More up-to-the-minute news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.